Hi, and welcome to the Pearl House Podcast. I'm Courtney Bullard, and it is hard to believe that Christmas is right around the corner. So I don't know about you, but I feel like I am not ready. It's coming way too quick, faster than normal. At least in our house it is, but I'm getting all the presents ready. Cannot wait to give them. I don't know if you are like me, but I love giving gifts. I love watching people open them, and presents are just a joy that I find in giving to people. But you know, as I think about Christmas, one of the things that God has really laid on my heart this Christmas season is for me to be present. You know, I'm thinking about all these presents I need to wrap and still buy for people, but really being present in the moment, not only with my family, but my friends, and just being present with the Lord and listening to Him and just really rejoicing and remembering, I mean, truly what Christmas is about. And it's a privilege to be able to celebrate it. So I don't know if that resonates with anyone listening, but the word present is something that I've been thinking about a lot. But I do have a Pearl House story to share with you. So today, the story is sent in by Ryan Abernathy. The Bullards love the Abernathys. They are part of our family. Ryan and my husband Steve have been friends for a long time now. Back to college days, they met. Ryan was in our wedding. And it's just neat to see how God has truly used them in the story of the Pearl House. So I am honored to share his story today. Here we go. My connection with the Pearl House goes all the way back to the beginning. I think our church, West Metro Community Church, was the second church to commit to partnering with Pearl House back in the day. But it got personal for me and my family when my wife, Amanda, and I attended the first Pearl House fundraiser in Oklahoma City at Vito's. During that event was the first time we ever laid eyes on Mercy. We knew immediately that this was the girl who we would support. And about 18 months later, I would make the first of many trips to Ghana and get to meet her for the first time. Our relationship with Mercy has grown so much during these last 6 years. We call her our daughter. She calls us mom and dad. We love her like we have known her our whole lives. And seeing her grow and succeed and become the young woman she has grown into is one of the greatest gifts God has ever given to our family. This year, my 16-year-old Mia Kate got to go with me to Pearl House. She is the first of my girls here in the States to meet her Ghanaian sister. That hug seemed to last forever. And the pictures and memories we have of that time are priceless. We are so grateful that God led Courtney and Steve to start the Pearl House, because without it, our lives would never have been as full as they are now. Ryan, okay, that kind of makes me want to tear up a little bit. That is amazing. I remember that first fundraiser at Vito's in Oklahoma City like it was yesterday. And just to see what God has done with the Pearl House since that very first fundraiser. But also, it's been a joy to us to see that relationship that Ryan and his family and Mercy have. I mean, they truly, Mercy is their Ghanaian daughter, and it's just incredible just to watch that. And so, Ryan, it's been a joy to see that on this end. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I want a Mercy in my life, we have just a few girls that still need sponsors. And so if that's something that you're interested in or God may be tugging at your heart about, please reach out at info@thepearlhouse.org and we can visit with you more about that and what that might look like for you and or your family. So again, thank you again for joining us today. Next week, we have another incredible Pearl House story, and we'll see you then. Have a Merry Christmas.